Hey, Emery.
Charlie, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. So I got your message. I wanted to just quickly give you a call regarding it. I'm not sure the invoice for the Oval, that I believe is just an automated email. I didn't physically send that. The only thing I sent was for the that 1-carat round that we did. Give me 1 second here. Yeah, the only thing I sent you was for the 102 round. Give me 1 second. The 102 was the only thing that I sent you as far as being like late.
No, I'm not talking about late. I'm talking about I received the invoice and the GIA report for that 1.53 today.
Oh, okay.
And what I realized is I made a mistake because I should have told you I haven't. The sale's not final yet. I was kind of made a mistake. Yeah, he's going to buy it.
Okay, maybe they're – okay, it's just a slight miscommunication then. I wouldn't say don't worry about it because the Oval isn't – it's not past due or anything. So I wouldn't worry about it. If it ultimately falls through, you can always just send the cert and the stone back and we'll get it taken care of. So for now, just I wouldn't worry about the Oval. The only thing I physically sent was for the – we were slightly past due on that, the 102 round.
Okay, yeah, I'll probably send that. probably send that today, but okay. What I wanted to do was to have the 10 days or whatever it was for the 2% discount on the other one, because, since he hasn't even committed to the sale, I thought maybe I'd at least mention it, because I'd like to get that discount, because I'm paying too much for it, really.
Traditionally, we do that from the date that it was memoed out. This is a little bit of an exception, so I'll ask and I'll get some more info. Situational things, we often bend the rules, so I'm not sure exactly, but I'll get an answer for that. As far as like the invoice for the 153, don't worry about it. If it doesn't work out for whatever reason, you could always just send the stone and the cert back, and we'll get it squared away.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Of course. How's you? How's the day been?
Just getting started. I usually work from about 11 till 7 or 8 because I want customers to be able to come in after work.
Yeah.
So today I've been here, but we're here. I started here at 12 today, so I think not much has happened yet.
Yeah. Cool. How is it? I guess traditionally around this time, how does it typically? Is it a little bit slower? Is it?
Well, it seems to change every year, so I don't know. I don't have a pattern. I mean, there used to be at times in the spring around late February, March, and April, nothing was happening. And this year it's been very busy. So I just don't know.
Good. I guess it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, overall, I think business is increasing. I've got people who want to buy engagement rings that haven't yet come in yet, so looking good.
Yeah, we had a meeting this morning with our CEO, and he owns the company, so he's got lots of insight with other industry leaders, JBT. He's good friends with Rappaport, and he was reading some reports to us, and I think it was 90% or 91% of jewelers nationally have had a record year, and that's extremely exciting. And you know what else, believe it or not, the 70% is the number of natural diamond sales this year.
Oh.
So it's taken back. Yeah, it's taken back in favor to natural diamonds.
You mean in quantity or dollar volume?
Like ratio of lab versus natural.
Okay.
Yeah, bridal engagement projects has been, has been obviously going up, and it's been mostly natural, so that's exciting.
Yeah, that's good to know. Are you talking about in recent months or the past year?
This past year, so far, last 12 months. He just got that report. So I was like, oh, that's, or it might actually be, no, because we're about halfway through the year. I think it's been in the last 6 months. I may have misquoted him.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm excited.
I remember seeing in the trade magazines that I get that it's been about 60% lab grown, but that could be changing now.
Yeah. No, it's ticked back over to natural, which is awesome. And that's that's what we specialize in. That's what all of our perks and all the bells and whistles are for. So, yeah, cool, interesting. We were chatting about it today because, we were having a discussion, like a kind of like an open one, like what are common feedbacks that you get from the jewelers and such. And one of them was it's just a ton of lab. And then his follow-up was like, well, technically, and he referred back to this study. I don't know if it was from Rappaport or JBT maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, 70% of bridal projects have been natural in the last 6 months. So
that's good to know. It's just that they haven't told the retailers yet, I guess.
Obviously, yeah, that was just like a general, like an average. Obviously, it's like small towns I've noticed that are still very – you know what else I've noticed? There's like regions or pockets in California that are like super, super lab heavy.
Oh.
And I don't know if – California had just the fact that they're in Cali has something to do with it because it's quite expensive to live there in general. But yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Well, in California, you've got the super rich and you've got the poor, and not a whole lot of.
Yeah, there doesn't. I've kind of learned that as well. There doesn't seem to be anything in the middle, which is kind of depressing, honestly, because California is like a beautiful state. Like the coastline is beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
And you're either ultra rich or barely scraping by.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
But Charlie, yeah, that's all I I just wanted to quickly give you a call and follow up with you.
Okay.
So yeah, everything is all good now, and if anything changes, give me a call, okay?
Yeah, and that is good about natural diamonds. I'm glad to hear it because it'll probably take place here. We just may be a little bit behind the curve.
Yeah, no, it's taking place slowly but surely, and. Yeah, there's some hope. There's a glimmer. There's a silver lining, and we can see the finish line.
Yeah. All right.
Back to 100% natural, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Of course, Charlie. We'll talk soon, okay?
See ya. Okay,
yep.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.